Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. For as much as we like to make fun of politicians, they really do perform an essential function, and the job's not easy. It requires long hours, attention to detail, and the ability to sit in a chair and listen to testimony for hours on end. And let's face it, much of the time the testimony isn't really all that brilliant. But the legislators sit attentively while we the people have our say, because that's how this process works. It takes an enormous amount of patience, and one of the greatest tests of patience comes next week when the House takes up House Bill 2, better known as the state budget. It's an exercise in patience, endurance, and futility, all rolled up into one. Patience because of the endless debate, endurance because the endless debate goes on for 2 days, and futility because after 2 days of endless debate, the substance of the bill will have changed very little. It all begins with a change to the look of the House chamber. Members walk on the floor early in the morning and notice that long rows of tables and computers line one wall. These are for the entire legislative fiscal staff that physically moves into the chamber for the debate. They're there to answer questions and keep track of the total budget as amendments pass or fail and money is added or removed. The House usually convenes at about 8 a.m. and will work nonstop until late into the evening. They often work through lunch as legislators grab a quick sandwich from the snack bar, and they've also been known to work through dinner as boxes of pizza are delivered to adjacent offices. As they get started, the chairman of the Appropriations Committee opens on the bill, then turns it over to the subcommittee chairman in charge of the first section. That chairman takes his or her seat at the head table with their lead staffer beside them as they open the section and debate begins. It's important to remember that the bill is already in the form that the majority party wants it, in this case the Republicans, so most of the debate will center on amendments by the minority party to defund the majority party's priorities and provide funding for their own. The procedure is always the same. A legislator will be recognized, then rise and make the motion to amend House Bill 2. It sounds something like this. Mr. Chairman, I move to amend House Bill 2 and ask that amendment number so-and-so be posted to the board and deemed read. Then the debate on the amendment begins. It's also where the exercise in futility comes in. The minority party may make well over 100 attempts to amend the bill, generally to no avail. The majority party spent 2.5 months getting the bill into the form that they wanted, and they're not about to let it be changed. It's hardball politics and a clash of worldviews being played out in a check register at the same time, and it reminds me of some marriages that I know of. In the end, after endless hours of debate and amendment after amendment going down in flames, the bill will pass in almost exactly the same form that it was introduced, and the vote to pass will be nearly party line. All Democrats will vote no because it doesn't spend enough, joined by several Republicans who believe it spends too much. Then, after 2 days, the House will adjourn, with patience tried, endurance tested, and futility to change the bill confirmed. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.